And it was our job to bring the clothes in off the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I counted 52 towels. Well, that sounds ridiculous.
One for every week in the year.
52 towels, but there were 9 people there.
Oh, yeah.
9 people.
Mm-hmm.
That was hand towels and bath towels.
Mm-hmm.
And we bathed every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were as clean then as we are now. Mm-hmm. And you divide 52 by 9, and you see that it's not ridiculous.
Not so ridiculous.
But
and every day in the week.
Uh-huh. And 52 towels, that was, I've always counted. And one thing we used to do that was utterly ridiculous, we had long clotheslines up and down the yard, and Mama would send each one out for their own underwear.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And then the rest of us, we had to bring in a load of clothes as we came, the sheets. Well, you can imagine how many sheets it took. And our beds were changed. Just like they are now. Our beds were always clean. And we would have to bring in a load of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get our pants off the line and put them down on a head. And then we didn't have to separate them after we got them.
Oh, no.
Our backyard was fenced off. Can anybody see
you
in
there? That's funny. Well, now, when you've had running water, what would they call the thing that the water comes out of at
the faucet.
And now, if it were on the side of a house, what would you call it?
We still called it the faucet.
The faucet on
uh-huh.
the outside.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what about on a barrel?
The spigot?
Oh, yeah.
On the barrel.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you were talking about during the winter time and the temperature dropped and the water, your water froze, you'd say your pipes might
burst.
And oh, what would you call, well, a thing like this that you'd use to pour things
a funnel
into? And if they had a buggy to make the horses go faster, they hit them with a
whip.
And if you bought something like fruit at the store, well, like at your father's store maybe, what would they put it into to
a
take
sack
off? And would it be, what would it be made of?
It was a paper sack.
It was a paper sack. They
mm-hmm.
had paper sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you call what sugar would come in? Did it come in a...
It came in a sack.
In a sack.
Or Papa would sack it.
Oh.
It came in a barrel at the store, and he weighed it and sacked it.
Oh, so they sold it
by the barrel.
By the barrel. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. People would buy a barrel of sugar.
Oh, they did.
And a barrel of flour.
Oh.
And they would put it in the wagon and deliver it.
Oh.
And it was easier to get groceries then than it is now because they delivered everything and carried it to your kitchen.
Uh-huh. And so your father delivered things.
Uh-huh. He had a delivery man in the store.
Well, what about that rough kind of a bag or sack that potatoes would
a gunny sack or a tow sack.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, did you ever know of them taking corn to be ground?
Yes, we had a grist mill
up
at the corner of Main Street, which
uh-huh.
was 3 blocks from my house. And I have taken corn to the grist mill.
Well, have you ever heard
and
the amount of corn you could take at a time called a turn of corn? Have you ever heard
No,
of
we would take a peck.
You call it, uh-huh.
A peck of corn.
Uh-huh. If you had to go out, say, to the wood, well, if you were carrying, I guess it'd be bigger wood than the kindling, but if you were picking it up in both your arms, you'd say that would be one arm, would you say arm load or arm full, or how did you usually say that?
Well,
got to get in an arm
load.
Arm load. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you put the washing in to hang it out on the line?
We would put it in a bucket.
In a bucket?
Uh-huh. And,
Did they ever use a clothes, anything else besides, did other people use anything besides a bucket to carry their washing out?
Well, we used the dishpan in a bucket
uh-huh.
or a small tub
uh-huh.
to to carry the clothes to the line, but some people had the clothes boilers,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't. We had the wash pot outside.
Well, where would you store your dirty, well, your dirty clothes before you'd wash them? Did they have a basket
of anything? We had a clothes basket or a hamper.
Well, now
we usually took them to the back porch and put them in, get them out of the house so they wouldn't smell bad.